all together, counting Texas, we have 15 governors in 15 states from the United States that are deploying personnel to secure the border. Altogether, if you add in the other states that are supporting this mission, 25 governors in 25 states, half of the states of the United States of America are banding together to step up and secure a border that President Biden has abandoned.
It's happening, gang. We're seeing a massive red state mutiny against the lawless Biden administration and our corrupt ruling elite in D.C. We're going to see the latest on the showdown at the Texas border and how a massive supermajority is rising up all across the nation, making border security the number one issue of 2024. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot professor, here to help you think better so you can feel better in these crazy and turbulent times. So if you haven't already done so, you know what to do. Make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Also, gang, it's the last call to join our free training to learn how to trade like Pelosi, right? You've seen, I'm sure, the latest report on politicians trading in 2023. Some politicians hit over 200% in their investment returns. I wonder how they do that. Well, guess what? That's exactly what you're going to find out today in our free training on how to trade like Pelosi. So don't wait. Click on that link below and sign up for the free training with me and my good friend, Ross Givens. It's today, Thursday, January 25th at 3 p.m. Eastern. You haven't missed it. Ross is an insider trading expert whose recommendations have led to investment returns, well, what do you know, of over 200%. It's going to be an amazing free training where you and I can learn how to trade with the same exact insider knowledge as these politicians, but of course, legally and ethically. So don't wait. Seating registration is limited. So click on that link below right now and register today. And I'll see you at 3 p.m. Eastern for an event that promises to change your life. The state of Texas is officially telling the Supreme Court and the Biden administration to shove it in the face of the Supreme Court's absurd ruling that Texas had to allow the removal of razor wire fortifications along their southern border by federal officials. Governor Greg Abbott has doubled down, invoking Texas's constitutional right to defend itself and its territorial sovereignty. As such, the Texas National Guard has been continuing to fortify the border in direct defiance of the Supreme Court's absurd ruling that the Biden administration's right to disobey the law, I kid you not, actually trumps Texas's right to enforce it. But as it turns out, Texas is not alone in this fight. Red state after red state are rising up and declaring their solidarity with Texas. Oklahoma's Governor Kevin Stitt was the first to declare his state solidarity with Texas and their right to self-defense. And that declaration of solidarity is now being echoed by virtually all red states throughout the nation. Ron DeSantis of Florida has issued this statement, quote, "If the Constitution really made states powerless to defend themselves against an invasion, it would never have been ratified in the first place, and Texas would have never joined the Union when it did. Texas is upholding the law while Biden is flouting it. Florida will keep assisting Texas with personnel and assets." Governor Glenn Youngkin has declared that Virginia is standing with Texas, stating that, quote, "Greg Abbott is doing the job Joe Biden and his border czar refused to do to secure the border. The Biden administration has turned every state into a border state. We must stop the flow of fentanyl, save lives, and secure the southern border." Governor Kristi Noem of South Dakota has pledged her support and resources. Quote, "Greg Abbott is exactly right to invoke Texas's constitutional authority to defend itself. The Biden administration has created a national security crisis and put Americans in danger. Their failure is an unconstitutional dereliction of duty. South Dakota has been proud to help Governor Abbott's efforts to secure our border." Altogether, this is what the red state uprising is looking like right now. Here are all the states that are standing with Texas, pledging their assistance and supporting Texas's right to defend their southern border and their state sovereignty. Now, we talked about this in yesterday's video, but what we're seeing there, perhaps more explicitly than ever, is the rise of what's being called sanctuary states. And again, no, we're not talking about sanctuary cities made up of the bluest of blue populations that are little more than degenerating, rotting urban hellholes that are actually welcoming illegal migrants. I'm talking about deep red states that are putting up administrative and legal barriers between their citizens and the dysfunctional lunatics that are running D.C. Again, the sanctuary state really seems to have started first with the rise of what's commonly called Second Amendment sanctuaries. And this is where counties, thousands of them, have been providing safe haven for gun owners, with law enforcement officials promising to protect rather than violate their Second Amendment rights. What we're seeing here is that that sanctuary status is now extending to more than half the nation. And it's actually increasingly becoming a massive fortified sanctuary from the federal government itself. More and more red state governors are rising up and saying, that's it. We're done. We're done. We're not complying anymore with the federal government so freaking hell-bent on literally destroying our nation. Again, we've talked about this before, but the modern-day Democrat Party is the party of post-America. They're increasingly a post-American party, meaning that they're more concerned about running the world, particularly through the demons Davos and WEF initiatives, than they are running our own nation. And so the Biden administration and the Washington establishment in general, made up of both parties, right, like Mitch McConnell, they're more concerned about the borders in Ukraine and Israel than they are in Texas. Vivek was saying this on a talk show the other day. It was really, really good. The Uniparty, the neocon neoliberal establishment in D.C., is more concerned about running the world than they are about governing our nation. And what we really seem to be seeing here are more and more red state governors standing up and saying, I'm done. I'm not playing this D.C. establishment game anymore that's deliberately abdicating law enforcement responsibilities here at home. Again, this is what made the Supreme Court decision so patently absurd. How dare you, Texas, enforce the law? We, your ruling elite, declare it illegal for you to get in the way of those deliberately disobeying the law. Sorry, it's not working anymore. Americans have had it. They've absolutely had it with a feckless, aloof ruling elite that's overseeing the total and complete destruction of our nation. We're done with it. And we're done with them. That is what this red state uprising really signifies. Here's South Carolina Representative Nancy Mace, who sees the southern border as turning into the number one issue for 2024.
Well, the economy and inflation's all, it's a sham because they want to go from 10,000 a day at the southern border, you know, give amnesty to 5,000 people a day, illegal aliens a day. That's what Republicans are trying to do in the Senate. And that is a non-starter in the House. This will be the number one issue this year. You're even seeing Democrats in New York and Chicago rebuke Joe Biden with his policies of a wide open border. And every town has become a border town, even in South Carolina. We're seeing our police arrest MS-13 gang members. We're seeing human trafficking, sex trafficking, overdoses of fentanyl daily. This is all across the country, and it's affecting everybody. And it's affecting our economy. It's gonna strain the healthcare system, our education system. These people are coming here illegally. They want a free ride, and Democrats want to give them the right to vote on top of everything else. And it is a non-starter for the vast majority of Americans.
Has this topic, this invasion of the southern border, has this united, because you're in a purple district, has this united the people in your district to say, Congressman Mace, we want you to find a solution to this, but stop, this is madness?
Right. This is an issue that Republicans, Democrats, independents all agree on. It has to end. And that's why you're seeing their pushback in big sanctuary cities that, you know, wanted to welcome these people years ago. Now that they have them, they want them out of their towns and their cities, which I find hysterical because they're the ones that started this mess. Biden created this crisis. He's perpetuating the crisis. And it's up to us to grow a spine and fix this crisis.
Now, what Mace just said there, I think, was spot on. Even sanctuary cities like New York and Chicago have changed their tune. They're done. They're no longer sanctuary cities. This is an issue that's beginning to unite more than just red states. It's an issue that promises to unite urban voters with rural voters across the country. Let that sink in. This is one of the reasons why President Trump is seeing record support among black voters and non-white working class voters. It's precisely because their jobs, their livelihoods are more adversely affected by this onslaught of illegals than anyone else. Again, we've talked about this before on how the southern border and border security in general is becoming a pre-political or meta-political issue, meaning that it is fast becoming a common ground among the supermajority of the electorate, such that no matter the partisan leaning, no matter if you're a Republican or if you're a Democrat, if you're running for office, you are not getting elected on an open borders platform. The commitment to border security is becoming the prerequisite to getting elected, regardless if you're a Republican or a Democrat. That's what a pre-political or trans-political issue is, and that is exactly what border security is becoming. And so we'll obviously be keeping a very close eye on how things develop here in Texas in the days ahead. But if what we're seeing now is any indicator, this red state uprising represents nothing less than a wider national uprising that may end up overturning our post-American ruling elite once and for all. As many of you know, we have unfortunately been completely and totally demonetized, which is putting our daily communication with one another at risk like never before. Now, we are actively working on getting this resolved, but as things stand, this channel has, without any warning, been totally and completely demonetized. And as Elon Musk said so powerfully last week, the whole point of these demonetization efforts is to deliberately try to make us patriots feel like we're all alone. They want to sever our relationship with each other and force on us a kind of digital solitary confinement so as to demoralize us and discourage us like never before. But to their horror, it's not working. Over this past week, you have carried this channel like never before. We've had more people than ever make the courageous decision to bypass big tech and join our Insiders Club. We have direct access to one another that can never be interrupted by big tech overlords. Over the last 7 days, we've seen literally thousands of you come to our rescue. And you've done it in two ways. You've signed up for our free newsletter and you've officially joined our Insiders Club. Those two acts alone are enough for us to collectively stand together and never, ever have our relationship severed. So I'm inviting the rest of you to do the same today just by clicking on that link below and signing up for our newsletter and joining our Insiders Club. You are guaranteeing that there is nothing that big tech can do to get between us and make us feel like we're in a digital solitary confinement. It's as simple as clicking on the link below right now and opting into our free email newsletter. And once you do that, you can financially support us by joining our Insiders Club. Gang, from the bottom of my heart, I cannot thank you enough for your support during a time like this. You are my heroes, and it will be my mission to express my appreciation for every single one of you each and every week.